So Steven Seagal was spotted at Whataburger. What a diet, maybe. Did you know Steven Seagal ate an M&M peanut today? Whoa! Steven Seagal got a suntan, but he was wearing glasses, so now he's got white around his eyes. Uh-oh, Stevie. All this and more in this next episode of BTI. That's Bang the Internet, catch you now.
Society is crumbling. Information overload, man. We're drowning in a quagmire of vid clips, email,
and sound bites.
We can't absorb it all. There's only one sane solution. Blow it up!
Welcome to Bang the Internet, the only internet podcast that's always up in your business.
I like that one.
So today we're talking about paparazzis and the gossip.
Paparazzi, paparazzi, CZ.
Yeah.
It's a mixture of pop and pizza. That's where paparazzi came from.
What's the pizza part?
Pazzi.
I mean,
it's like pizza.
What's the pizza part, like, of their job?
That's how it started. It's not how it turned. It evolved, Chris. Jeez.
Oh, so it started off with, like, pizza.
Yeah, it's like we were, you know, there was a single-cell organism, and now we were human. We evolved.
The first celebrity, like, paparazzi photo was of a celebrity eating pizza.
Paparazzis are the worst. Don't forget, they're the ones who killed Lady Di, right?
Dark.
Yeah. So don't forget about that. I always wanted to start a sitcom called Local Paparazzi, where you just get a, but there's like this paparazzi guy who is blacklisted from the Hollywood community because of a horrible tragedy, and he had to go to some small town and start, and he only knows paparazzi, so he has to like start up a small firm, and he hires a bunch of poor local photographers, and they just like assault, you know, some woman, unassuming woman who's walking out of Walmart, get all up in her face and stuff.
That's an interesting point. Does the paparazzi create the celebrity?
That's what I'm saying. But eventually the people would start to respond to it and they play the role, and you develop this strange, like, B-side Hollywood culture in some small town in, like, Nebraska.
And then somebody thinks it's so weird that they make a movie about it, and then the people really become celebrities, and then...
And then I lose a lot of money because I should have not spoken it out for free on the internet. Damn you, internet!
Start over. Bang the internet. We're talking about the paparazzi today. More specifically, we're talking about websites, gossip websites.
In the army, they call gossip poop. That's an actual thing that I read in a book when I was a young lad.
What book?
A book about army slang. Thank you.
What book?
It was like it was an army book. It was in the St. Priscilla Library in the basement. I don't know. I don't remember that. It wasn't like, it didn't have a gripping title.
Your story's falling apart here.
It's a real thing. You don't believe me? They also call undercover cars K-cars. They call the Air Force the Flyboys. I know all about the Army from that book.
That book shaped your life.
It did.
All right. So here's the thing about gossip websites, Perez Hilton, all that crap. Ugh. You're following a person around with a camera. Just another guy. We talked about this in the last episode. They're just another guy. Just a woman. I mean, we care about them because they tell us to care about them, right? If people just made movies and you didn't know about their personal lives, would our lives be any less fulfilled? If I didn't know that Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie had 37 kids, would I be less?
They have 37 kids?
37, yeah.
Man, I'm so interested in that.
I read it in an army book.
That's how it's going to be for the rest of the show now?
Yep. Great. Yep. You don't just bring up books that you can't name.
That's such... Come on. Look it up on the Googles.
No, this is a show about the internet being bad, and you want me to use the internet to back you up? I'm sure somebody wrote a book about poop and the army. That doesn't mean it's what you read.
I can't believe you don't believe me. So hurt.
I'm going to continue the show by myself now. Ryan's in the corner crying.
Always making me cry.
All right, so the thing is, like, you have your internet sites that follow people around, tell you that you should care about Cate Blanchett and Leo DiCaprio and all these people. Let's think about who these celebrities really are. I mean, we just watch...
They're magical people that are better than us.
Exactly.
That's why they can act and make great films. Not like us fools.
See, my thing
is,
like...
All we have is our home movies. The best you could do is, like, get hit in the groin. That's the best acting you could do for the world.
What a jerk thing to say. Let's use the Oscars as an example. I mean, this was a night where the host...
And who's Oscar? Am I right?
No. The host ordered a pizza and took a selfie with a bunch of celebrities. These are all things that...
Is this that famed Ellen DeGeneres thing?
Yes, the famed Ellen DeGeneres.
I
had no idea
what that was about. I saw all these...
She took a selfie with a bunch of celebrities and it crashed Twitter. Because it was the most shared thing in the history of Twitter.
That's what this whole thing is all about. That's why
there were so many celebrity faces in that photo that Twitter exploded.
Ah, that's funny. Celebrities killed the internet. Look at how fashionable.
Celebrities killed the internet.
Yeah, that's that song with that. Celebrities killed the internet, yeah. Celebrities killed the internet, yeah.
James Dean and Angelina coming for you.
I don't know.
James Dean and Angelina.
Yeah, the most likely Hollywood
couple.
It's
like a five-generation gap.
It's a power dream couple. God, I'm so interested in celebrities. I love them so much. They're so interesting.
Anyway, so she took a selfie with a bunch of celebrities, and she ordered a pizza. To me, this is the reason this comes up to me is like, this is an example of how these are just... people like me and you. This is something that happens at parties everywhere. People
they
order
have
pizzas
that on,
and take selfies together.
They have that on celebrity tabloids. They're like, celebrities, they're just like us.
Right, right. So why are you talking about them?
They carry a purse.
Robin Thicke just took his 2-year-old son to daycare. Okay?
The old woman is your news source.
Yeah. That Robin Thicke sure is good looking.
God, I love this old lady news network.
You know who's really good looking is Alan Thicke. Saw him on Growing Pains.
Real Dapper Dan.
Not quite that Kirk Cameron, but you know, you can't win them all.
I also like Kirk Douglas.
Just go down a chain of celebrities until we get
older.
Yeah, more and more obscure.
I really like that Charlie Chaplin. He's a real Dapper Buster.
That Edgar Allan Poe, he had those bedroom eyes.
Edgar Allan Poe, the seminal celebrity.
He's like the least attractive poet.
Jeez, kick him while he's down, Chris.
He's way down. And he was down when he was alive. He was really
That's sad, what I'm saying. Man. Yeah, probably because folks like you ridiculed him. Hey there, big head! What's with the big head?
Quoth the podcast, nevermore!
Boys, you must destroy the internet, quoth I. That's what Edgar Allan Poe told me when I traveled back in time.
He's a good guy. That Edgar Allan Poe was a riot. I feel like that's a Peanuts quote.
That word sounds like a different word, so I'm not even going to go there.
Peanuts. Starring Charlie Brown.
Start over.
Yeah, start over. Bang the internet. So, celebrities.
They're the best.
Why do we care?
I hate them.
Such a wide range of emotions there.
I'm on a new medication. It's got me kind of polarized.
Yeah, that's something. You dressed nicely today, by the way.
Really nice.
You look kind of celebrity-like.
I just went for job interviews. I came back, so I'm dressed like a real man today.
Can you imagine if you left that job interview and a guy was standing outside holding the camera and he's just like, Ryan, Ryan, hey, Ryan, Ryan, hey, Ryan. Like, that's the thing. Like, I don't necessarily really feel sorry
for... you're from that show that's on before The Simpsons, and why is it always on when I want to watch The Simpsons? Jesus! Now it's like twice. It's like back to back. Great.
So he hates you?
Am I ever going to see The Simpsons again? Am I ever?
Here's my thing. And here's an example. Like, if you're a celebrity, and I'm not like a person who feels sorry for celebrities for being famous, you know, like you kind of know what you're getting into. But I'm on the end of like, why do we care?
It's not like you're just like, I'm going to be a celebrity. So I'm going to sign a contract, and now everybody can invade my life.
But you go into entertainment, you go into acting or music with the knowledge that, like, if you become famous, this will happen. This isn't new. You know what I mean? Like, when Aaron Paul decided he wanted to start doing Corn Pops commercials and become a celebrity off of that, he knew, I'm going to be an actor, and if I'm a successful actor, I'm going to be famous. And if I'm famous, I'm going to have paparazzi.
Yeah, I'm going to be Jesse.
And I'm going to be Jesse.
No, I was going to say it. Then you got
to
say it.
I had to say it because you didn't give it to me.
Yeah, you said better.
A jerk. With them all. how has the internet made the paparazzi worse? How has the internet made the whole idea of celebrity chasing worse?
If you chase a celebrity, you'll never catch them because they're magical. You can't catch a celebrity. Everyone knows that. Wait, what did you just ask me?
Ease of access was the answer.
What did you?
I was looking for. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Just give up on you. Ease of access. So, like, now, instead of it coming out in the Inquirer or something that's totally not credible, and then you kind of pass it in the supermarket aisle, it's on your AOL homepage. AOL homepage.
Yeah.
Right, let's be honest. I'm
contractually obligated not to comment on that. For real.
How about Google? It's on Google.
Google. It's all on the Google.
It's on your Facebook. That kind of thing will be at the top of your newsfeed every time you log in. Something that happened with Bradley Cooper or Jennifer Lawrence or
Charlie Chaplin.
Charlie Chaplin. In my opinion, like, I don't care who Bradley Cooper's dating. I don't care who Charlie Chaplin's dying. Dead.
I don't care who's Charlie Chaplin's dead either.
Why should we? But there is this fascination, you know? Like, it comes from, I think, the ease of access. Like, I can easily find this out. So if I'm curious, like, huh, she's a good-looking girl. Jennifer Lawrence is kind of cute. I wonder who she's dating.
Yeah, I'm like, Nikki Jean, she's kind of cute. I don't know. I'm just going to look her up.
Nikki Jean was featured on our last podcast. A musical artist.
Yep.
Very talented musical artist.
Her mom doesn't get my jokes. But it's okay.
It's okay. But the point is, like, you can find this stuff out if you have an interest in the celeb in a person. It's almost like if you have a crush in school, but instead of, like, you going to talk to that person and getting to know them, this person's inaccessible, but through the click of a button, they suddenly become accessible. And so then you learn about their lives in a different way. You even have people who stalk them for you. How convenient.
And it's funny.
It's so weird. Like, if you think about it, how is that not stalking? How is following somebody with a camera when they don't want you following them around?
It is.
There's a video I saw on YouTube of Kanye West opening his garage door.
Just packed with paparazzi. It was just like there, you couldn't see the light. He just poured in.
He opens his garage door and the guy's out there and it's 4 a.m. But he's asking Kanye about something. And Kanye just looks at him and goes, "Shut the fuck up! Leave me alone!" And he, like, closes his door, and he comes out another door, and there's two of them now. So I don't know if this guy, like, called his friend or what, but he's trying to, it's clear that he's, like, packing a car, so I'm guessing he's about to go catch a plane or something.
A road trip, probably.
And it's like, guy is getting ready to hit the road.
Yep. Going out camping. Roast a marshmallow.
But it's like, why are you outside this guy's house at 4 a.m.? How is that different from a stalker, and how is that legal?
I mean, I guess it's like if you wanted to file restraining or like there's not enough time in the courts of the world to.
That was a comment on the video was like, I would have called the police. And the next comment was like, every night
right
on a different forever. Three or four or five people. Ugh.
See, I guess the only solution is you got to like take a bunch of like laxatives and stuff and eat a bunch of bad food. You drink some syrup of Ipecac and just start. Just exploding out of all of your orifices and spin around in a circle when they're around you.
just a disgusting person.
You just start peeing on them and something so gross that they would just not want to be around you ever again. Like something, you have to emotionally scar them so that they associate just horrible things with being around you. Do you want me to be that bad? Would you be vomited on by me?
I mean,
it's going
to
happen.
Let's be honest. There's some people who would pay for that. Pay to see that. Kanye? Yeah, Kanye? Rotating and vomiting?
Oh, jeez.
A la Reagan from The Exorcist?
There truly is no escape. I thought that was it. I thought I had it all figured out.
You know what's real? They're
going to turn around and sell your excrement.
He could literally blow his brains out in front of the camera and
they'd still be asking questions. How'd you feel about that, Kanye?
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 You don't have to be a jerk.
Yeah. There's like a bloody... just a tongue flapping around.
The orifice in his neck goes,
bro, it's so gross. Grossing me out even now.
No, but like, so that's cool. Like, you get to follow people around and they can't do anything about it because we want to know. But the thing is, like, You don't know these people. So we're...
Well, that's why you like them so much, because you have this empty frame to fill with all of your hopes and dreams. Right. And you did, well, not an empty frame. You have a very pretty frame to fill with all of whatever you want. So you just this total fake person.
Like, that... I don't see Christian Bale. I see Batman, and Batman's awesome.
Yeah. You see a super-powered man.
Right.
Which is why celebrities are indeed magical. And not real.
Either. I don't want to meet... You know, that's
celebrities
the thing.
Aren't like, actually real.
I think I'm the opposite. Like, I don't want to meet Christian Bale because I want to keep the...
Mystique?
Yeah, yeah. Like, if I sit down with him and he's too normal, like, if he's eating... I don't know. It would be worth it. Like, if he's eating, like, a burger, I'd be like, you're not supposed to eat that. You're supposed to drink the green drink, the juicing stuff that makes Batman Batman.
You're letting yourself go, Batman! Stop it!
I couldn't go see American Hustle.
Drink a juice!
I was like, I can't see Batman fat and bald. I can't. No. No. So that idea, let's tie it all together, because how does a website that follows celebrities around stay alive? With money. How do they make money? Off advertisements. We learned that in the last episode.
We learned so much in this show.
You do. It's educational. With advertisements, you make money. You can't get advertisements without page views. You get page views from the people. And the people, what do they want? They want you to stalk people. So it's basically like a subsidized stalking network.
Yeah.
So it's like we're essentially, not out of our own pockets, but through our clicks, paying these websites to be pervs.
Which is why we are the buttholes of the week. Big time.
It's us.
Yep. It's all you.
Surprise! Spoiler alert! Butthole's you! Internet users? Yeah. Celebrity watchers? Me? Look, I mean, we're all guilty of, like, having, at some point in time, having enough
huge
of a curiosity
crush
about
on
another
person. Nikki Jean.
We're all guilty of liking a celebrity enough to read at least an article or see a video that told you something about their personal life that probably isn't none of your business. Now, the flip side is that some of the stuff they talk about in interviews, and that's fine. But when you're at the point where you're outside somebody's house at 4 a.m. with a camera, and that thing, that video gets like 50,000, 100,000, 1 million, right, 1 million page views. And the thing is, you see a video like that and people comment on it and they're like, oh, that's despicable. I watched it and then thought it was despicable, but I watched it. So that guy got what he wanted out of me. He didn't care what my comment is.
I didn't watch it, sucker.
Did you not watch it because you have a moral standard, because you were unaware that it existed?
It's kind of like I set the framework for ignorance so that I don't even have to like come across these things. I just don't
so your purpose,
engage.
You're purposely oblivious to things going on. So
try to advertise me now, mother.
You have this stalking network, crowdsourced, funded by you and
potential.
Me.
Potential sounded like a good word to say in there. Yeah. It didn't make sense, but it sounded kind of cool.
If the internet was in the state it's in now, like, let's say 20 years ago, and, you know, Bill Clinton had all those affairs and stuff.
Yeah, Macaulay Culkin was all their age.
Do you think Barack Obama could do what Bill Clinton did if he wanted to?
Nah, I bet he could probably do a lot more.
You mean in terms of, like, because he's a good-looking guy?
See, now you maybe framed it in a strange way. So
yeah,
I have
but you gave me this kind of creepy, like, raised eyebrow when you said it that made me think that you're referring to, like, his prowess as a playa.
Yeah, that is what I was referring to. What were you referring to?
I was saying, like, in terms of privacy, like, does Barack Obama... Even the president.
Actually, I don't even know if Monica Lewinsky still is into that stuff. So that's kind of an issue, too.
She's like, she's matured.
I'm like,
oh, do you mean she's not into black guys?
No, but, you know, you never know. I don't know.
No, my point is, like, even the president of the United States has, I think, less privacy than the president had 20 years ago. Thanks to the advent of...
Oh, absolutely.
Like, this accessibility of the internet allows TMZ or whoever to be in one place and have a network of photographers all over the country that'll freelance for them and send them these videos. Whereas when you had, like, a TV show or something that is less infinitely accessible than the internet, you don't have that kind of accessibility.
You know what's ridiculous is that in this world, an organization like TMZ is thriving because of the model that you just described, and yet news services are floundering.
Yeah. Let's get into that in the next segment.
Our news services are going belly up because nobody wants to read because news is just not interesting. It's stupid, as we clearly talked about in the last episode. And now they have no money, so they're all going belly up. But TMZ is just hiring and hiring and hiring.
TMZ has
growing so exponentially.
Have you ever watched the TMZ thing?
When I first saw that show, I was like, this is a joke. Like, who watches this? This is horrible.
The number of people in that room with Harvey, what's his name? Harvey
Keitel.
Winston Wolfe. I mean, can you imagine if Winston Wolfe was running TMZ?
Be a lot smoother of an operation, I'll tell you that.
He wouldn't
much.
Be drinking from no stupid cup, I'll tell you that right now.
No. I'm Avi Keitel. Here's what's going on with celebrities. I think celebrities should cover celebrities. I mean, really, I guess they kind of do. That Harvey Keitel guy is a celebrity. Whatever his real last name is. I don't know.
We'll just call him...
We'll just call him Harv. Shorter.
Harv. Harvey Dent. Time. So if Harvey Dent is in this room with all of these... Because he's a two-faced man.
All right. I'll jump on board with that one.
So if Harvey Dent's in this room with, like... this exponentially growing amount of people.
What are they
even doing? Like, why are there 30 people?
Here's what I don't get. They, like, talk about it, like, to each other. Like, it's always, like, Captain Hindsight kind of stuff.
Like, yeah, like...
And what was she even thinking? Yeah. All right. You guys are, like, the biggest group of jackals.
Oh, like, so you got, like, this crowd of people in a room that got hired so they can stand there and talk to a guy sipping out of a stupid cup about... other people?
Yeah, I can't believe... Hey, that's like the shittiest way that branding totally worked. Like, you associate the man with the cup. It works. I can't deny it. I can't believe it. But, like, why do we care about that man with his cup? He's always got the cup. It's his thing.
And he's like a lawyer. He's not even... I don't know. I don't get it. But how about this? Let's act out a TMZ newsroom conversation... the way it would really go if they used real words and not the stupid words they use.
Okay.
So if you want to be Harvey. Then...
Oh, I was hoping you'd ask me a question about something.
Oh, okay. So am I Harvey?
Yeah, you're Harvey.
All right, so what do we got today? What's going on, guys?
Who cares? Real life.
All right, let's peruse TMZ. So we're on TMZ's website, another ad monster, but that's kind of irrelevant with a site like this. We got... both Justin Bieber
there and... There are less ads on here, far less ads, it seems, than there were on the Chicago Sun-Times website.
I think they're less dependent on it
what
somehow.
What the hell is that?
It's Miley.
I don't know.
So genuine.
Yeah, that was completely...
All right, so the first thing I notice is this is probably the only website on the internet in which... Justin Bieber, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and Lil Boosie can all be staring at me longingly from the top of the screen together.
They all want some piece of that Paisley.
Justin Bieber.
We finally got a piece of the Paisley.
Let me read some of these headlines, because I don't think we even need to make jokes. Let's just read TMZ headlines.
There's no jokes in it.
Michelle Rodriguez and Cara D grind out a threesome at Beyonce's Dancer.
And they probably didn't even have a threesome.
Miley, Katie, Girl War, Overkiss.
Overkiss. Oh, over a kiss?
I think it might be like she kissed her too much. She overkissed.
Yeah, that is usually the impetus for a girl.
You overstepped your kissing, girl.
I declare war.
See, that tongue. It was that tongue. Katie didn't want that tongue in her mouth. You know Miley has a coated tongue?
A coated?
Coated tongue. You know what that is?
COATED. It means it's coated in all the jizz from all the guys that she's been with.
Now, the coated tongue, it's like there's like a fungal, it's actually kind of worse. It's like there's like a fungal, a layer of fungus on your tongue that makes your tongue appear white. And another celebrity, I guess, pointed out, you know how she sticks her tongue in all the time. They're like, she has a coated tongue. She should get that looked at. There's another one. Aretha Franklin, Obama has nothing but R-S-P-E-C-T for her?
Oh, that's clever.
Respect. Wait.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. You know, come on.
Yeah, but they spelled it wrong.
Did they?
Is that intentional? R-S-P-E-C-T. You're not even... Oh, wait. Did he spell it wrong? Oh, he spelled it wrong.
It is interesting because this is giving you... It's putting a focus on... I mean, really, it's a simple mistake. It's really not a show of character. Back to that. But, like, this is... If this is somebody's only news site, and this is what they get, you get, like, a really... You're really not focusing on... Forget civil liberties or anything. Somebody spelled a...
I like this line. Jimmy Fallon, NBC threatened celebs. It's Fallon or the highway. I mean,
it's Fallon or the highway. They didn't even try to say, like, it's Falway or the highway. Like, right? What is that? That's so bad.
It's because it would have came out as Fallway. They probably tried that.
NBC threatens celebs. So, like, what is that even? I don't care.
Yeah, I'm not that threatened by Jimmy Fallon. And I'm a celeb.
Yeah.
That is. I guess my thing is, like, in a TMZ, the reason why TMZ kind of scares me is because they're really good at their job. Like, TMZ is an incredibly, like, credible news source who usually has it right. They've reported on, like, they've broken some pretty...
Incredibly credible.
That's incredibly credible. They should put that, like the
isn't
comic
that
book.
Saying, like, isn't that just negating itself to say that?
Incredibly credible. What does it's like, incredible
it's,
really
that's
mean?
That's non-flammably flammable.
But if you say something's incredible, are you saying it's not credible? That's no. Weird.
Yes.
Like if I say, wow, Ryan, you're incredible, I'm just like insulting you?
It's kind of like, there's another one of those words, extraordinary.
Like you're making love to a woman and at the end you say, you're incredible. And she goes, you didn't believe me? I really did enjoy it.
Yeah.
It's like a weird reaction. She's oddly good with words.
That was a nice little thing that just a nice thought, nice imagination.
So TMZ is a credible news source. That's what's kind of scary because through all the years of us obsessing over celebrities and caring about who they are, this thing popped up that actually instead of like the Inquirer or something like that where half of it's BS, it's like they're really good at it.
It's like if doctors put all their attention into solving like splinters. Like, great, we don't have splinters anymore, but what about cancer? It's like we got all the best of our journalists apparently are stalking celebs. A-list celebs, B-list celebs, we got them all.
It's like somebody could be winning a Pulitzer, but instead they're finding out
what Amy Poehler's doing. Amy Poehler.
He's like the only person I've never seen in TMZ.
She's the only celebrity I could think of that has a name that sort of like Pulitzer.
That works its way. What about Pullman? Bill Pullman.
I love him.
Bill Pulitzer.
He's don't speak poorly of his wonderful name.
Pullman? Pullman. I got you. You're a pervert.
What?
Maybe I'm a pervert.
Pullman? I don't mean I'm like yanking his wiener. What does that mean?
You said he had a great last name, and then I like sounded
no,
it out.
No, his wonderful name, like the just the grand
oh,
name
his
of
reputation.
His reputation, yes.
That his actual name
grand
being Pullman.
You know, the good name of Bill Pullman. You sick bastard.
All right, so TMZ, credible news source. The reason they exist, this amazing news source, is because we're weirdo stalker perverts who need to know everything about everybody all the time.
There you go. There's your audio mirror of yourself.
So the internet butthole is us, the people, the stalker subsidizers.
Why?
Because we're jerks. Bye, everybody. It's like, I mean, the thing is, we could say this crap till we're blue in the face, but what's going to happen as soon as I end this podcast? I'm going to go check up on Michael Fassbender because I like Michael Fassbender and I want to know who he's married to. Is he married? I don't know. Let me check. It's like an addiction in a way. Like, we are obsessed with something. Why? Are we obsessed with something we can't achieve? Is that what it is? Like, do we want to be them? Or is it more like we want to be with them? We want to be their friend? Why do we want to know?
We manifest our hopes and dreams through the celebrity culture.
We live vicariously through them. Everybody wants to be famous? Is that what it is?
Because you have an idea that they live a more magical life than you because they're magical. Because you're right.
Because Luke Skywalker has a lightsaber. Because Batman dangles off of buildings. Like,
you mean
the things that they do.
Mark Hamill has a lightsaber. And Christian Nolan has a Bale.
Yeah. So I guess it's the thing, like, well, how can we turn it off? It's the same thing with the news, like how we tend to walk away from it. We could easily say walk away from TMZ, but we don't even want to admit that we're going to TMZ in the first place. Like, I know plenty of people who would tell me straight up, like, oh, I love TMZ, but I bet there's a vast majority of their audience that hasn't admitted to themselves that they are also obsessed with celebrity culture. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but your web history suggests otherwise.
Uh-huh. It's like, how often did the story that you read in Washington Post first get reported in TMZ?
Like, at least once.
You're not really backing me up very well.
Oh.
Like, I'm pretty sure I just saw you fall asleep and wake back up while I was saying all that. I think we should end this pretty soon. Before you pass Ryan's bedtime.
Yeah, my head started hurting.
TMZ. Perez Hilton. The thing that happened when you walk
yawning as when you walk into a clothing store, or what I do, and it's like I've got like a certain threshold, and then I just start to shut down, like glaze over, and get all.
Yeah, Ryan's sleepy. TMZ sucks. Good night, everybody. So check us out on Facebook, Twitter. Comment. Let us know what celebrity are you most obsessed with. I think we all know that my favorite is
Nicki Jean.
Right. So speaking of free music, our music today was from Tab and Anatech. Upbeat, that was the first track. Second track was Q Function's True Love. Check out their SoundClouds, download their music for free. They're awesome. Ryan just yawned again. It's time to go. Bye.
See you later.